Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your Dallas Cowboys hosting the Houston Texans tonight on Monday Night Football. Going into my Cosell voice. That's there.
Monday Night. Oh, I can't do it that well.
Let's bring in Star Telegram columnist Mac Engel, his head still spinning from that exciting fight Friday night. Mac, good morning.
That's a good lead in.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm still in reveling and glowing from Mike Tyson's return to the ring.
So listen, speaking of that fight, Jake Paul now has more wins at AT&T Stadium this year than the Cowboys.
That's good.
Is that going to change tonight?
I'm gonna use that one.
Is there any indication that that might change tonight?
Well, here's the scary part. Because it's the NFL, the Cowboys will at some point, even though their roster has been completely depleted, and the roster wasn't very good anyways, but now is depleted by injury, we have seen throughout the course of the NFL and this era that a team will pop up and surprise you and win one they shouldn't. And it's just a question of when, which one will it be? Will it be Houston tonight? Well, Houston is a 7-point favorite, if you want to, you know, look at that as sort of a barometer. Houston has struggled a little bit. They're 6-4. They've had some injuries. The quarterback has maybe not progressed at the rate that he showed last season. But I just think from a talent standpoint, you know, Dallas just isn't very talented right now. They have some pieces. But to sit there and say, well, is this the one they're going to steal tonight and pull the upset? No, I think the game they're probably going to win is on Thanksgiving against a bad Giants team. I just don't see them winning this one tonight, and then certainly not next week in Washington.
Well, all indications right now is that it's going to be Cooper Rush going forward. Do you think there's going to be a point where they switch quarterbacks and go with Trey?
Maybe with about 2 weeks to go in the season. I just don't think, you know, listen, there's a reason why San Francisco traded him, and they reached on him to draft him third overall. I guess it was back in 2020 or 2021. It was a reach. They liked what they saw, and they thought they could, you know, get a steal. And he just hasn't played a lot. When he has played, he hasn't been very good. He's in the final year of the fourth year of his rookie contract. There is no way the Cowboys are going to exercise the team option on the fifth season, so he's going to become a free agent. I just don't think anybody can sit there and say that he has shown them enough to think that he can be a viable starter or even really be a solid number two. But I do think if things keep kind of going sideways or south for the Cowboys, at some point Mike McCarthy might just say, okay, let's give him a full game. He's started before. Let's give him a full game and see what he does. Because at some point, they're not there now. They're going to get there. At some point, it's just going to be about, we have nothing left to lose. This is all about a player talent evaluation, and let's see what you got.
I'm glad you mentioned Mike McCarthy. Jerry keeps saying he's not going to change coaches in midseason. He said he did that once, and he says he still regrets it. At what point does he possibly change his mind on that? Or does he? Maybe he just keeps digging in his heels.
No, I don't think it's digging in his heels. I don't believe he regrets changing Wade Phillips. I think he's full of it. I think he regrets. I think the one that he regretted was firing Chan Gailey. I think he thinks that's when he did too early. But firing Wade midseason, they had to do that because the team didn't respect him. They liked him, but they didn't respect him. I had players tell me that. And they quit on him. He just, Wade did not have it in him. He was too nice of a man. He was too passive aggressive to really get on a team. He just wasn't wired that way. He was a terrific coordinator. But the difference was then to now is there was the successor on the sideline. Jerry Jones had hired Jason Garrett originally after Bill Parcells had retired as the offensive coordinator with the idea, that was back in 2007, with the idea that he was always going to eventually be his Tom Landry, his career coach. Well, that guy doesn't exist on the sideline for the Cowboys. There's nobody on that staff that you would say that is the obvious successor or long-term solution and replacement to Mike McCarthy. So I think there's a better chance of Mike McCarthy coming back, which is probably isn't very high, than Jerry Jones letting him go in the final year of his contract here between now and the second week of January when the season ultimately ends.
So then who's coaching this team next year? Is it Belichick or Deion Sanders?
It's not going to be Deion. I know that's a fun thing to talk about, but it's not going to be Deion. Deion can't run things on an NFL team the way he can on the college level. He just can't, and he knows it. Now, the wild card with Deion is his sons are leaving. His sons are going to be gone from Colorado next season. So he may not stay at Colorado, but I don't think an NFL team wants to hire him. Not for any other reason. We've seen consistently college coaches who make the jump to the NFL don't really work out. And the other obvious one, I think you mentioned it, is Bill Belichick. The thing that's working against Bill, there's three things that are working against Bill, even though his record is the best in the modern era, and that guy's the best. One, he's going to be 74 years old next year, 73 or 74. The oldest coach in the NFL right now is Andy Reid, who's 66, and Andy Reid has the best quarterback in the game. Belichick also has his personality working against him, curmudgeon-y. Bill Belichick's mentor worked for the Cowboys for 5 years and Bill Parcells, and while Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones liked Bill Parcells, Bill wasn't a fun guy, and they weren't going to have fun running the Cowboys. And Bill Belichick is not fun, and that's why he's on television now all the time, trying to sort of remold his image to say, "I'm not that demon, you know, hell guy that Brady, Julian Edelman, all my former players have come out to sort of describe me as," because he is, or he was. And then the other thing too is his record without Tom Brady is not good.
Yeah,
and you can sit there and try to, well, this. He was a great coach. As a coordinator, he was second to none. And you cannot, I'm sorry, it's like Greg Popovich and the Spurs and all those, some of those great players make great coaches and great coaches make great players. And it worked for 20 years. But the idea that just because you hire Bill Belichick, you're going to get the success that he built with Tom Brady is a reach. It's going to be some combination of Brady with the Browns when Belichick was with the Browns, and then after Brady left, when that thing started to go south. You're going to get some combination of that. So ultimately, I don't think it's going to be Deion, and I don't think it's going to be Belichick. I look on the sideline in Detroit and look at some of those guys who are on Dan Campbell's staff. If I had to sit there and guess who's going to be a successor to Mike McCarthy, but I still keep coming. I do not rule out Mike McCarthy coming back. Yeah. Just don't rule it out.
Yeah, maybe they'll find another Tom Landry. At this point, I'd take Tom Laundry.
Laundry, yeah.
Appreciate it, Mac. Thank you so much. Great stuff. That is Mac Engel with the Star Telegram with us here on KRLD.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.